We're going to take the next few days to look at Psalm 103. It's written by David, and it just speaks of God's limitless love. David prays, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then David lists his benefits. He forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. In Christ, we are significant, secure, accepted, forgiven, and empowered. God loves us so much that he sent his Son to die for our sins, and that love continues to embrace us every day of our spiritual journey. In his book, Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer helps us understand the extent of God's great love. First, Tozer says that God's word assures us that he desires to be our friend. I'm quoting from Tozer, "No man with a trace of humility would first think that he is a friend of God. But the idea did not originate with men." You see, God himself says that Abraham was his friend, and he desires the same friendship with us. Secondly, Tozer notes that love is an emotional identification. Again, quoting from Tozer, "It is a strange and beautiful characteristic of the free God that he has allowed his heart to be emotionally identified with men. Self-sufficient as he is, he wants our love and will not be satisfied until he gets it. Free as he is, he has let his heart be bound to us forever." Then Tozer says, "Love takes pleasure in its objects." Again, quoting Tozer, "The Lord takes particular pleasure in his saints. Christ in his atonement has removed the bar to the divine fellowship. Now in Christ, all believing souls are objects of God's delight." And I know it's hard to grasp such an all-encompassing love. We know our sin and we know our failure, yet God continues to embrace us with his love and his forgiveness. How in the world do we even begin to respond to such unconditional compassion? Well, Heavenly Father, we bow before you and we thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us when we are unlovable. Thank you for forgiving our sins and our failure. Thank you for a relationship with you through Jesus. And thank you for calling us your friend. In Jesus' name, amen.